pense à tout ce que tu ne sais point, pour avoir pensé que tu savais. Que sait-on si seulement on savait? Lorsqu'on sait tout ce qu'on ne sait pas, alors peut-être qu'un jour on saura. Qu'avons-nous si seulement on savait? Lorsqu'on sait tout ce qu'on a, alors peut-être peut-on moins penser qu'on n'a pas. Tu tournes, tournes, tu gambades, tu papillonnes et tu tourbillonnes. Tu retrouves ton âme liliale, émancipée, ta joie s'avère. Tu perçois ton idéal, libéré, ton esprit s'éveille. Et tu voles de tous les maux, tu te décharges et tu nages dans l'air. Tu voles, tu tournes, tournes, tu gambades, tu papillonnes et tu tourbillonnes.
Wow. WMFO in Medford. Hey, it's a crash course for the Ravers.
Yay.
Trying to figure out my earphones. It sounds kind of weird. Hello? No, it's not going on. Oh, that's because I'm got the monitors. There's my headphones.
There you go. Better?
Yes, better. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers. And no guests today. What are you guys doing?
Matt,
start cracking the whip.
We're dropping the ball. No other way to think, you know.
What is this? This is some kind of flop house. Hurry, get over here. I told you.
Right. Oh, that's not it.
I want the one that screams.
No, that's
another thing you're supposed to be on. You got to get the sound making thing going that I said I needed.
What?
How are you going to be Fred Norris?
Oh. Listen.
When are you going to be Howard?
Why you? Yeah.
I never tried to copy Howard.
Why don't we try to be Fred then?
Well, it would remind me of Fred if he made all the noises. If he was strictly noise guy, Fred would have to come to mind.
Yeah.
No, but you can do it all on some app on the smartphone now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what is
Sue
this magical us. App? I can't find it.
Sue showed us, and we couldn't
you
figure
forgot.
It out.
Yeah, but it's there, so.
We're going to get it.
We'll get it.
Because then we can do it right through the phone into the board here. And we'll be like, we got a machine like Fred.
And then
we'll have a Fred machine.
And then no one will call in because they would be too afraid of what we may play back to whatever ridiculous question they ask us.
No one would be listening from the migraine, from the animal noises we have farting on the radio.
Animal farts, that's a good one.
Well, rest in peace, Prince.
Yes.
Was he the artist formerly known as Prince?
Nobody's calling
him. Did he go back to Prince? Well, it's going to be on his tombstone.
He changed
it. If he has a tombstone, or is he going to have a pyramid? Will he be shot into space?
Who knows?
What will happen to Prince?
Who knows? Let's hope they don't do what they did with the Teddy ball game and chop his head off and freeze it.
Well, Walt Disney's got company with him too, right? Ted Williams.
Yeah, well, Walt Disney's frozen himself.
Yeah.
He's in cryo.
His whole body?
Yeah. His whole
thing. I can't wait for the Disney 3.
Is he in it? Are they going to wheel him out?
Yeah, it's when they just defrost his head and see what he has to say.
Yeah, but he's back in like 78. He thinks Reagan is president.
It's Disney 3 because he's going to build Walt Disney Universe. Because there was, you know, land, world, now it will be universe.
Can you imagine Brian waking up 300 years from now? I mean, would you be able to relate?
As long as I was me, I'd be fine. I'd get along
You'd
with
be
everyone.
Fine.
In a futuristic world. And then there's Brian Young.
Like Futurama.
Feed me.
It'd be a resurrection.
I don't
you may
know
become,
my,
you know.
I don't know
get
my
some
abs
serious stuff
my
here.
Elbows. So Prince, sorry, Prince died. Like people are like Brian, he probably don't give a crap. Prince. Yeah, I grew up with Prince, you know. He's not my favorite. He doesn't, a lot of his styles would not be things I would be doing.
Can't deny talent, though.
Yeah.
Talented
but,
man.
He's one of the most talented.
Mm-hmm.
And I even like his music. And I like it so much. First, I'm going to play one of his songs. Probably the only time you're going to hear me play Prince.
Okay.
I'll play one of his songs I love. And then I'm going to play two songs that I love when he does them. But they're a couple of my favorite artists.
Covering Prince.
Covering Prince.
There you go.
That's
all right.
Yeah. Very,
See?
Very, very cool.
It's all fair.
We don't need sound effects for that. That's cool.
So we'll start with this one. It's Prince. Rest in peace, brother.
No!
Yeah. gonna drive. My daddy's Thunderbird. White, red, ride. 66, so glam, it's absurd. I'm gonna put her in the backseat and drive her to Tennessee.
I'm saying all sorts of nice stuff about Prince, and then they start this, who's this lady? If it was Prince rapping, I'd like let him go ahead, but it's not even him. We can't have that. I will let it go. Here's some Prince. Here's some other Prince.
I can see the light, but the light is dim.
No, it isn't. That's messed up too. There we go.
Too leisurely. I was always busy.
still don't know who the heck this is. And it's really pissing me off because I played it wrong twice. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Here, you guys are up.
We're up.
You're up. I'm going to type that in again. This is really, yeah. I can't really be wrong twice. I just did the same one twice. Tell me that.
Maybe it's a snafu in the system.
I was wrong twice once. I had to get a lawyer.
Well, hopefully it wasn't on the radio. Now I can't even spell it. Man. No, it's Darling Nikki. Darling Nikki.
There you go.
Yeah, you guys are right there for me.
We are.
we're having a conversation about interior design, and you know, Brian's trying to do a show here, and this is really, you know,
and I'm flipping out over here.
Yeah,
and I just want to get the right song.
You know, okay, I'm just scared because he's armed.
This says Darling Nikki Foo Fighters.
Okay.
That's not Darling Nikki.
It might be.
Nope.
Okay, that's the same song you just played.
Let me say in subtle ways my
I guess maybe Prince just wasn't meant to be today, or
I can see the light, but the...
I don't know where that song came from.
I don't know who that
all.
Is or what that's about.
Well, here's some Prince, because some people are mad I cut him off. I didn't cut him off. I caught some woman rapping on this, trying to sneak a rap on me.
Ah, there we go.
Rapture with the crap, I told you.
I should know by the way you popped your car sideways. I don't want you last. It's the other kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of them used. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? And honey, run free, 'cause I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright. You say, baby, I ain't got enough gas.
Yeah. I didn't have my music bed ready. Uh-oh. Bad things happen. Maybe I can do this real quick. He's quick as a whip. His name is Brian Young. Woo! What's going on? Marie's the only one. She's the only one who can see what's going on back here.
You should make that your theme intro. Or
hey,
something.
I remember.
I don't even know what I said. I was trying to be entertaining.
I resemble that remark. So.
What were you doing, Jimmy? You were gonst.
I was actually having a conversation in the corridor with Joanne.
Oh, yeah?
Something about the women. Yes.
Oh, yeah? About the show, something about the women.
Yes.
Very good. What are you going to be joining it? Bring in your skirt.
I have no comeback politically correct for that at all. If you want me to be politically correct.
Well, I thought we were pretty PC until that nasty phone call we got one day. But I don't know. I mean, even the mentally challenged need to listen, so it's okay. That's probably most our audience. Sorry, guys, but that's probably most our callers, I should say. I know you guys just hanging at home are very brilliant.
Just keep digging that hole, Brian.
Yeah.
Store 54 closing down.
Tragedy.
I know. I love that place. Great consignment shop, and they have bands there too. Good stuff. And I was there this weekend. I think they'll still be open. And
there's another show on Mother's Day.
Okay,
Mother's Day. I think we're going to.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I know he's has.
I don't know if the yard sale's still going on.
Yeah.
Was that the question?
What was it? Dash Rick Rock, right?
Dash Dick Rock. Dash Rip Rock.
He's supposed to be really good, Southern garage rock.
Well, yeah, he got his name from the movie star that was on the Beverly Hillbillies. Jethro Bodine wanted to be Dash Rip Rock's best friend.
I thought it was a Flintstone character.
No. It came from the Hillbillies, and there was Dash Rip Rock, and Jethro wanted to be Dash Rip Rock, and, you know, they'd hang out together and try and pick up chicks and stuff like that, you know, and... Well, you get the point.
Anyways, while I'm looking around for stuff to play here, and you can call with requests, 617-627-3800, I thought I'd play a few things that I picked up at over at Wayne's place there, store 54.
Mm-hmm.
Got some CDs for $1. This one, double album, Johnny Thunders and the Oddballs, live in Japan, 1991. Just a couple months before his death, and he sounds great. He sounds great. He doesn't even sound sick. And then the police came and busted up our party, and there was no more Johnny Thunders. And that's how that went. No, but this song here, I really liked it when it came on. You know, I had it playing in my car. I had heard the Classic Ruins do it before.
Okay.
Boston band. So I thought the Classic Ruins were, I thought it was their song. Mm-hmm. And then later on, I was getting into Dr. Feelgood and going through their large catalogs of songs, and they do the same song. I Can Tell.
I Can Tell. Right.
I Can Tell is the name of the song. So I think it's probably a pretty old song. I'm not sure who's the original. Marie's looking up right now.
See
if you can find out faster than Marie. 617-627-3800. Who did I Can Tell? But I found this great double album from Johnny Thunders, $1, and it was on there. I love this song. Johnny Thunders on MFO. This is him live with the Oddballs, 1991. We'll be right back.
children.
I knew that was going to happen. Those usually get fixed after we rip them.
Yeah, well, you know, you get what you pay for when you pay a buck.
Should we see what the next one will sound like?
You could.
That was the greatest tears go by, Johnny Thunders.
You could. I don't know. I went to Store 54 one day and I found my own album.
Yeah.
And I was selling for a buck.
Let's see if we can make it through Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory, yeah? Let's try that out. Whoop, what's going on here? That one's going off, that's what's going on.
Great 12 string there, if we can get it going. That's great.
I don't know why this is.
Did you catch the... Did you catch the opening of that where as tears go by, he kind of tuned up and did like a few bars of Deliverance? And then he went into the Stone song. It's like, what is up with that?
Yeah, he's known that, to do stuff
that
like
is
that.
Pretty cool. I like that.
Well, let's try this one. This is, we'll just do the first medley on this one because I got it queued up and I got to figure, now I got a CD stuck in here.
Good evening.
It should be in cold blood.
How are you?
back on my beach someday. Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. When you got no money, you just ain't no good. I guess if you say so, I have to pack your things and go. That's why I'm having a road check. Don't you come back no more. Treat me so mean, you're the meanest old man I ever had seen. I guess if you say so, I have to pack my things and go. That's right, I know Jack. Don't come back no more, no more, no more.
Smart boys know why. Doesn't mean I didn't try. I just never know why. Feels so cold and all alone. Baby, you're not at home. And when I moan, big deal, I'm still alone. Head against the pole, try to knock some sense down in my bones. And even though they don't yell, the scars are so old. And when they go, they let you know. Okay, you can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. Don't try. Don't try. You're just a bastard kid. You got no name. You're living with me. Where one hand must say. And even though they don't yell, the scars are so old. And when they go, they let you know. Okay, you can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. Don't try. I don't try. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. Don't try. Thank you. Good night.
What's
going on? Yes, we are going on, and we're right here, 91.5 WMFO
in Medford.
Sinead O'Connor going out by request. Yes.
Not that song, but yeah, the artist.
They wanted Prince's...
Nothing Compares to You.
Right.
Right, which he wrote.
I liked it the first half million times. That year that came out, remember, that's all you heard.
Yeah. Very big.
What was it, like 91 or...
Right.
90, 91.
Yeah. Then she got into that big controversy on Saturday Night Live
she
ripped the Pope's picture up on TV.
The Pope is pooped! Long live the new Pope!
Wow, that was pretty brave. Pretty brave.
Trying to make a statement. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
And look what happened after she did that.
Not much.
All but that. She did.
She had problems.
She started using her last name. What else?
Well...
She didn't go over Prince's anymore.
No, she wasn't invited to all the cool parties anymore.
Well, didn't he like threw some kind of tizzy fit at her? Like, well, that was in the news anyways.
Yeah. Because of that?
Back in the
yeah,
time,
like, well,
back
her
in the day.
Story was like he flipped out because like she had a hit song and he wasn't getting anything for it.
Oh.
You know, usual crap.
That stuff. Yeah.
Well, you know, he was very tight in the music industry as far as...
He's tight, Jimmy? You like that?
Well, I wouldn't say tight, but he, you know... had to have his deal in his proper order, in his proper way, in his proper mind. You don't hear anybody squawking about Manic Monday, who he wrote for the Bangles.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep, Manic Monday, written by Prince for the Bangles.
They probably had the right arrangement.
He
going
also
on there.
Did he discover the internet too?
Is there anything he didn't do? I mean. You know,
I don't know.
The iPhone was really did not he, Steve Jobs.
Did he smoke medical marijuana?
I do not know.
You don't know if he was a card carrier?
I don't know.
No.
What's up, Joanne? Joanne's still around from something about the woman.
Yeah.
Were you going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say that the thing seems to be that they suspect an opioid overdose.
That's what I think,
no
too.
No way.
Yes, because what happened was... He was scheduled for a hip replacement in 2009, but because he was a Jehovah's Witness and they couldn't guarantee that he wouldn't need blood transfusions, he didn't go through with it and did it all on pain pills.
Oh.
But, a friend of mine who saw one of the last concerts that he did said, he was sitting on a piano bench with a mic, and he didn't...
He didn't look good.
Did not move the entire time. So I'm not surprised that they found him unresponsive in an elevator in this house.
There was something going on.
So you can be a Jehovah Witness and be addicted to... Mm-hmm.
You can be a dealer, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you... Theoretically, yes. I mean, they're not supposed to be putting foreign substances into their body, but he was a performer.
But like a man of the cloth who's diddling children is not really a man of the cloth, you know? He's an animal, as far as I'm concerned.
And that has to do with...
I don't know.
I was going to say, excuse me.
Yeah, it's a little off, off topic.
Well, we were talking about the Pope, so...
I got lost. Anyways.
There was the emergency landing, too, after the concert in Atlanta, where he sought medical treatment only 40 minutes from his home. They made an emergency landing.
Right,
they treated him. Some people, if you listen to certain stories, they say it could have been Knockham.
Right.
That was administered, which would have meant that the next day he would have been out in public.
That's like the big needle they... Ducking the girl in Pulp Fiction, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Sort of not that brutal.
It's not that huge a needle. It's the whole syringe and needle is about this long.
In Pulp Fiction, it looked like one of those Mad Magazine, you know, Spy versus Spy. It looked like one of their syringes.
Exactly.
91.5 W.